The Business Bunker.
Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday the 28th of April. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Good morning, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
Well, it might be even afternoon.
It is, in fact, the afternoon.
It is afternoon, isn't it?
But it is like you to be a couple of hours behind the times.
Bit tardy.
You are very tardy.
It's been said.
Oh, tardy.
Tardy.
Tardy with a D.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you said
what
something else.
What did you
else.
Say?
No.
Something rude?
No. Not at all.
If you're rude to me...
My D's and T's quite often get mixed up.
You do know that if you're rude to me, I can always get my own back in many ways.
Yeah,
I
can cut your mic off.
Yeah, I know, but I can do worse than that.
I'm sure you can. I've seen some of the photographs you put out of me.
I know.
I
have some of your best fans, though. They love them. They ask for more.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, really, yeah.
I'm thinking of getting a little printer, you know, so I can just print out pictures of you.
Yeah, and distribute them
wherever
you go.
Posters.
Yeah, like you do on Twitter.
I think she's put pepper in my coffee.
Really?
Yeah, I've got a lovely little cappuccino from next
week. Hey, I've got a fabulous...
I think she's dropped pepper in it by mistake.
Well done.
Did you tell her to?
When a plan comes together.
Bit of catnip.
As if I'd do that. Catnip, yeah.
You know what I want to ask you?
Go on in.
About your kitchen.
Yeah.
I saw a lovely photo of you at the weekend. You were cooking a little teriyaki.
I was doing a teriyaki steak stir fry. It's the first thing I've cooked it for five months.
Isn't that kind of a turtle?
A turtle?
Yeah. Or is that a terrapin? I always get them mixed up, teriyaki terrapins. It looked like some little terrapin you were cooking.
It was a steak. It was beef steak, don't
so I? So little fillets.
Yeah, yeah.
Good butcher?
Waitrose, I think I got it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
You went to a chain?
Yeah.
Why aren't you supporting local tenants
because
and butchers?
Because the butchers didn't open at 11 o'clock at night, which is when I went shopping.
Just like some sort of, I don't know, troglodyte, aren't you, going out at night?
Exactly.
You know, don't go out in the day. Who is us? Tell me about your kitchen first.
Yeah, what about it? It's nearly finished. After 5 months, it's nearly finished.
A little mention for your builders?
Yeah, no, they've done a fabulous job. Cliff Potter and the guys that actually built the extension, and then Melvin Potter Kitchens, who have actually done the kitchen fit out, Melvin and all the crew. There's been Gary and Steve and Jason and Mark and Steve the plumber and George the electrician. And Reg, and blimey, there's been
quite a lot. George phoned you this morning, didn't he?
George phoned me this morning because he's there at the moment.
What do you call a man with a seagull on his head?
Go on.
Cliff.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Cliff. Morning, afternoon.
I remember those jokes from primary school.
They used to come out of a jamboree bag.
Yeah, they didn't make me laugh then.
No, I know.
I remember jamboree bags too.
I know. So your electrics, George has got them working, has he?
Yeah, so they're almost finished. There's just a few bits and pieces left to do, and I'm really pleased, and they've done a fabulous job.
And your IRSJ is still up?
And the whole thing was designed by the lovely Beth Rossiter.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Is she still sort of coming round, or is it all done now?
No, she'll be there tomorrow.
Comes round with a little clipboard?
No, no, furniture's arriving tomorrow.
Okay.
So, cool. Dining room table and what have you.
So your RSJ's stayed up, has it?
Yeah, yeah.
And your snatchings are all right, are they?
My snatchings are perfect.
Yeah?
I've got the best snatchings in the world, mate.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a bit tight.
You got a DPC in?
No.
In the new...
You're just making up letters now.
No, DPC.
Yeah.
Damp-proof course.
No.
New bit?
Yeah.
You'll need that.
Yeah, no.
Little air bricks.
I've got latex.
Have you? Yeah. What, are you wearing that for the Zumbathon?
Exactly. With my pink tutu. And talking of Zumbathon, I got a gift this morning, courtesy of Stag Workwear.
Where is it?
It's out on the table there. I did tweet a picture of it earlier. It's a drinking bottle that says, I love the Business Bunker Show.
That's fantastic.
It's great, isn't it?
And
isn't it fantastic? Stag Workwear.
Hello to you boys.
Yeah, so that's Sean and the guys over at Stag Workwear. Thank you so much for that. It's fabulous, isn't it? You hook it on your tutu while you're dancing. And you can take a swig every now and again. Don't laugh, Deborah. It's not that funny.
You can have a little bit of brandy in there in case, just a little nip, can't you, in case you get flustered.
Why would I do that? I'm teetotal. You know I'm teetotal.
I know, but brandy's medicinal.
I put brandy in it so you could drink while I'm dancing.
I think probably the only way to watch you doing Zumbathon in a tutu is to get absolutely...
Quite possibly.
Ratted.
Anyway, while I'm doing shout-outs for stuff on my house, I'd also like to do a big shout-out for Chris Boxall of the Digital Box, who came and did all my tellies yesterday as well. Because I've been
a bloke. How many tellies have you got?
Well, being a bloke, I've just bought a new one. I've bought a big one.
Have you?
Yeah,
how many
65
inches?
65 inches.
But we're never sure. We're never sure with men. What, you know, girls, are we?
What
inch is, really?
Yeah,
it could be.
No, we're not going there. It's the biggest telly in the world.
What make?
It's a Panasonic.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Is it a smart TV?
It is.
You'll be able to stream Business Bunker?
Well, I would if it worked, but it's not working at the moment.
Oh.
I had a problem with it. When I went to go on the web streamer on the smart TV last night, it said I needed to upgrade the software. And when I tried to do that, it couldn't connect to their server. So I'm not really sure about that. But
I've spent many an hour looking at my smart TV sort of whirring, which annoys me a bit. You know, you get that whir. And sometimes right in the middle of a juicy bit in a film, and then it just cuts out and whir. And you have to reboot it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm sure you'll have many hours.
But I've got HD 3D TV with the glasses and everything.
Really?
It's really cool, yeah. How cool is that?
So if our web camera works, you could watch yourself on Business. But yeah, I don't like it up there. Can you ask Mike to move it? Because it shines down on my
On your bald spot, yeah.
No, on my roots.
Okay.
I don't have a bald spot.
Ah, right, okay.
Who are our sponsors? That's the nitty gritty.
Today's show sponsors are the lovely people at the Federation of Small Business Kent and Medway.
We love them.
And we thank them so much for that. And part of what we're doing on the show today is a Women in Business special, which we're doing in conjunction with the FSB. So a big thank you to them for their sponsorship. We love them dearly. Mm-hmm. And we do recommend that you get involved with the Federation of Small Business because they're a fabulous organisation.
I do. They have some great stuff on. And I got a little bit nervous when I saw Deborah was coming in, Deborah Turner.
Yeah.
You know, from the image consulting, because
you image consultancy,
you know, because I just, it was 5:30 in the morning, Deborah, and I grabbed something off the back of my chair, to be honest, that I wore yesterday. But you know,
you see, I'm quite
I'd have my boiled egg first and
I'm quite cunning with things like that, you see, because I dress like this, like a complete and utter slob, in the hope that Deborah would go, oh my god, look at you. And I go, what? And she go, you need one of these and one of these. And then I'd get free advice just because I look so bad.
Yeah. Would she do your colours? Because you're an autumn, aren't you?
Of course I am.
Yeah. I think I'm an autumn as well.
Of course
well,
I'm an autumn.
I think we're both autumn. So we could just share each other's clothes, really.
As we normally do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I look great in your that olive cardigan you've got. I look really good in that. And those drawstring beige trousers you wear, they're nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
So sort of tan ones.
And my sandals.
Yeah, I look good in those as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'll tell you what, we'd love to hear from you, the businesses.
Oh, we would.
And you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998, 01303 874 998, or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. We have already had 20 or 30 tweets in, and I'll tell you what, Julesy baby.
Yes.
You can read one.
And I'm just roaring because AK Pet Services has said, when is the Scoff Quaff show in the new kitchen?
So yeah.
Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we could do that, couldn't we?
Yeah.
We could actually do that.
I could mess it up for you. No, no problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And today on the Superior Show, before I read anything, we had a very interesting, if any of you listening with elderly relatives, or not even elderly, if you've got high blood pressure and things, we had Pure Cacao on. So it's Arawak, A-R-A-W-A-K, Pure Cacao, C-A-C-A-O. And it is absolutely pure. It's all been proven and it's amazing. It's from the ancient Aztecs, you know, Paul Andrews.
Is it indeed?
But you take a little bit, grate it into your hot milk or your almond milk or put it in a smoothie. And it will stop you getting high blood pressure, dementia, all that sort of thing.
Wow.
So very, very exciting product. And you can...
This must have made your life health-giving chocolate.
Well, yeah, you can eat.
I mean, it's as if someone invented something for you, isn't it?
Well, they
really
did. It was the Aztec.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Mayans. And I found a very exciting thing.
You do look a bit like Quetzalcoatl, I have to
say.
Who
is Quetzalcoatl?
He's an Aztec, isn't he?
Really?
Don't you know nothing?
Well, I was thinking about, do you remember years ago, there used to be a bar, which was an Aztec bar?
Yeah. Yeah, the Cadbury's bar, yeah.
And I asked about it, and Nurse Liz Gilson said it was 1965, the Aztec bar.
Really?
By Cadbury's. That's how old
ago?
We are.
I know. Blimey.
Anyway, enough of that.
Yeah, read it. Read
you
a tweet.
Say.
Yeah,
I'll read an email. This is very exciting.
Yeah, don't do what I say. It's only my show. Why would I?
This is much more important, Paul Andrews.
Okay.
This is from KDCS.org. Have I said it right? I normally say SORG.
The Kent Deaf Children's Society.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I normally say KDC SORG, which makes you ratty. And also the Herbs Palsy Group. And that's Herbs E-R-B-S. Palsy, P-A-L-S-Y group.
Yep.
And they're asking for you to all get behind Paul Andrews in his Zumbathon to find out how to help and to donate some money. Please go to uk.virginmoneygiving.com, Paul Andrews, B BB. Does that mean big and buxom?
No, it means business bunker.
Oh, I see.
Subtle. And I'm not big and buxom, although I will be wearing a pink tutu.
Saturday, May the 9th. Yep. It's at Aylesford Sports College. It's 1 to 3pm.
Teapot Lane, Aylesford.
Teapot Lane.
Yeah.
Supported by jobsinkent.com and tesco.com and, of course, the great Channel Radio. You can go on the day. It's just £10 to enter. But please do donate because it's just brilliant, brilliant causes. Herb's Palsy and the Kent Deaf Children Society.
But we'd like you to come on the day as well, because I don't want to dance on my own. No. We need loads of people to dance.
May the 9th,
with me.
I might come.
Yeah, okay.
Look.
Yeah, okay.
Look, listener.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect for my cacao.
Yeah, yeah.
Elderly people on the next email.
Yeah, whatever. Read a tweet, which is what I asked you.
Okay, a tweet.
Yeah.
Fine.
But while you're looking up a tweet,
Telcare. Telcare are listening in, and hello to you guys. They provide telecommunications.
Can't do anything with her.
Sales and maintenance.
She's a pain. She's a real nuisance.
And Deborah Turner, here she is. She's just popped up, I guess. Looking forward to being on the
business
bunker.
How did she do
that?
She's here and tweeting. Blimey,
and she's got a little hashtag, listener, woman in biz. Woman in biz. I think it might be women, even. What do you think?
Woman in biz. Only one at a time.
Okay. Really, it's not what I've heard. So thank you for that.
Ooh,
and Lisa Settle also is tuning in. Lisa M. Settle tuning in. Listening to the banter. She says it's a tad fiery.
Really?
Yeah, it's probably because we've had cacao.
What's she listening to then?
Cacao.
Is she not listening to us?
Maybe the fireside show.
Yeah. Oh, come on, you ought to listen to us.
Can I read an email?
No, I want to read tweets.
Well, I want to read an email because this is lovely. It's about living longer, living better. Get your ducks in line as you get older. I don't get that. That sounds exciting. Expert advice, putting you in control and giving you the information you need to make the right decisions about your care. You can join who are these? This is Debbie at harrisandking.co.uk. And she says you can join them all for coffee and biscuits at the White Hart in Brasted, B-R-A-S-T-E-D, on Thursday the 30th of April. That's at 2:30, so that's this Thursday. You can get expert advice and your questions answered on looking at care homes for your elderly parents, or indeed for yourself if you're just planning, Paul.
Uh-huh.
Also about how you can pay. How you can pay. So there are limited numbers to this, so I advise you probably to email Debbie at harrisandking.co.uk. Do you know who Harris and King are?
No, they just sent me an email.
Okay, that's nice. I'm going to put that in my handbag, if I may, because I think they ought to know about cacao.
Okay.
Do you mind me putting that in my handbag?
No, you can do what you like with it. Fine. I'm going to read a tweet then. We got, hi, Vanilla Web and Jill Serkin. Can we have a shout out, please, on the Business Bunker? The best place in Kent to buy or sell your car, carsfromkent.com. So thank you for that, carsfromkent.com, if you want to buy or sell a car. And we've also had a tweet from YBC_Southeast. Good luck on the show today, Deborah, it says. I'll take it there, talking to you, Deborah. Miss Turner. And JR Car Parts. Hi guys, we would love a shout out. We have European travel kits in store and online, and it contains all you need to keep you road legal in Europe.
I love those little triangles and the little yellow jacket.
Right. And
breathalyzer.
There's a follow-up tweet to this that says you can find out about it by going to their website, which is jayar.co.uk, and you can find out all about their European travel car kits.
You've got to be legal out there.
Yeah, there's a big problem as well. So I don't know if you've seen, in the UK now, we've dispensed with the second part of the driver's license, the paper part.
Yeah.
But in Europe, and especially in France, they still demand the second part of the license. And as none of us have got one now, that's going to cause enormous problems when you're trying to rent a car in France.
I've got a feeling also that you should...
I'm not the only one.
That you should have a breathalyzer thingy-bobby, you know, measurer.
Yeah,
that's the technical term. In France.
Yes, you should. That's why JR Car Parts sell a kit with all that in.
Well, I need to buy one. Hmm. My birthday's coming up, May 26th.
As Deborah just says, you need two. And as it's your birthday, you need about a dozen.
Yeah, well, why do I need two, Deborah? One for Spain, one for France?
No, you have to have two in the car.
In case one fails.
Oh, really? Gosh. Yeah. That's over-egging it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, do you know what we're going to do now?
Maybe they should look at some of the drivers that are weaving around here when I drive in on a Tuesday from abroad. What we're going to do? Tunage?
Thank you for that. That was a pie political broadcast on behalf of the...
Honestly.
On the behalf of the raving loony Jules party.
And last week, Paul Andrews, when I was driving home down the country lanes from here, about five people on their mobile phones swinging around the lane. And not nice, not good. Put your mobile phone down. You tried to phone me today. You kamikaze, wasn't it? You try and do it every morning so that I do go in a ditch and you can do the show on your own.
Yeah.
That's your tactic.
Yeah, that's true. Can I play a track now?
Tunage?
Yeah. You don't know what I'm playing either,
no,
do you?
No, I don't.
You?
I'm looking at the playlist. Something from the 80s. Oh, Annie Lennox. Eurythmics. Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Small business owners like you claiming back on average £46,000 from the government. You see, the government wants to reimburse companies for innovation. What does this mean for you? Well, put simply, if your staff have spent time and resources developing your business, you could claim back cash. We're RIFT. We're specialists in preparing claims for small businesses. To find out from RIFT if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker.
Welcome back to The Business Bunker Show. On today's show, we've got a Women in Business special, and we're going to be talking to a number of businesswomen during the show, and they're all in slightly different businesses in various stages of their business, and it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the show now by phone from up north, the lovely Rachel Sacker. Hello, Rachel.
Hi there.
How
Hello.
Are you? How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, it's a bit cold up here in Leeds today, but yeah, doing very well otherwise.
It's beautiful sunshine down here in the south, so we're sorry to hear that, Rachel.
As usual.
As usual. Rachel, let me tell you a little bit about Rachel. Rachel was the winner of a hashtag on Twitter, which is called the British Biz Party, and Rachel and her organisation won the British Biz Star a couple of weeks ago, and Rachel's organisation is called Moon Over Sixpence. Why don't you tell the listener a little bit about Rachel and a little bit about Moon Over Sixpence?
Great name.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Moon and Sixpence did actually start off as a little hobby of mine. I was a stay-at-home mum for quite a few years and sort of use the idea of sort of creating home decor as a way for me to sort of keep up with what's going on with the outside world, and it turned into a bit of an interest then from family and friends who took an interest in what I was doing, saw that there was potential with what I was doing, and thankfully now that my three children are at school, it's given me more time to turn that hobby into a bit more of a reality and hopefully the early stages of a flowering business, really.
Absolutely. It's an interesting thing that you say, Rachel, because an awful lot of people start their businesses in very similar circumstances.
That's right.
They start off
boredom.
You
know, young children, put them down for a nap. And
I wasn't going to say that.
There's only so much, nursery rhymes and reading a book and washing nappies. Yeah.
And I think I had to find something for myself, really. I did enjoy every minute of being a stay-at-home mum, but again, with the weather especially that we have in England, there is only so much that a mum can do, sort of outside of looking for the looking after the children. So,
for
me it was a small interest that, thankfully, is taking positive steps at the moment.
Right. Why don't you tell us a bit about what Moon Over Sixpence actually does now?
Yep, Moon and Sixpence. I've based Moon and Sixpence around home decor. So I took more time leading up to Christmas. That was when I found more time to sort of put more energy into my business.
Right.
So thankfully, leading up to the Christmas market, I did really well with bauble wreaths. So I was lucky enough to get quite a lot of orders leading up to Christmas. People that were looking for something customised for their home, really.
So is this for the for the front door, Rachel, or for inside?
For both, actually. People came to me with their ideas. Obviously, each house is different and each colour scheme is different. And I took my resources, came up with different ideas, different sizes, different shapes. So people had something customised to not necessarily just to go with their Christmas tree, but to go with the colour of their decor as well. My biggest worry was how would I keep up with that success after Christmas. Thankfully, Moon and Sixpence is carrying on onwards and upwards. We now specialise in ceramic coasters. The good thing about coasters is that it's something that can be used all year round. They can be given as gifts. Now, especially leading up to Father's Day, sort of end of year teachers' gifts, there is something that people feel that they want to see on a coaster, something personalised, something different, and something practical that can be used in the long term, really.
Absolutely. So are these things that you're designing yourself? How does it work?
That's right, yeah. I've sort of taken inspiration from quite a few places, really. I am slowly starting to get to grips with graphic design myself. So at the moment, what I've been using is sort of scraps of scrapbooking paper, right, wallpaper, things like that. But one thing that we've launched in the past couple of weeks are photograph coasters. So a particular customer wanted a set for her mother's birthday, and she's taken four different family photographs, right, that I've then managed to scale down, put onto ceramic coasters. And the lady has liked them so much, she's decided that she doesn't actually want to use them as coasters, but she wants to, you know, to put them in the cabinet and have them on display.
So. Oh, I thought you were going to say earrings.
So, again, I try to vary the gifts that I do. I also do wooden wall hangings that are ideal for children's bedrooms, but are also ideal for maybe an office, right, or a playroom, a teenager's games room, things like that. And again, these can be customised based on a certain theme or a certain hobby. So I'm thankfully, you know, I'm really, really lucky with home decor that it covers such a large aspect, and it's something that does appeal to, you know, to people both young and older.
Yeah, fantastic.
Rachel, may I ask you something?
Yeah, yes.
It's Jules here. Just wanted to know, do you do, I've been looking for a sort of a number, you know, an unusual number,
yes,
for the house outside,
yes,
but I quite like slate, but then I saw a lovely glass one the other day that somebody had. Would you do anything like that, something personalised, a bit more quirky or unusual?
Yes, glass is something that I'm hoping to branch out into as well. I've recently come back from a trip to Istanbul, and a lot of the craft that they do over there is glass-based.
Hmm.
It's such a different concept is glass. It's something that I would certainly be looking into doing in the non-distant future.
Mm.
Again, it's just gauging sort of people's reactions.
Sure.
Yep. You know, the kind of thing that they're looking for. But yeah, glass is definitely a challenge that I'm willing to accept.
Cool.
And where are you getting these things made up? Are they made up locally or on Ilkley Moor and places?
Ilkley Moor.
Was it Ilkley? Ilkley Moor. Bartat.
I'm looking to source all things local to myself again. In Istanbul, I did pick up quite a few little treasures as well, something that I'm hoping to launch very soon. So again, it's the good thing about small businesses is that rather than going to the large organisations, you also like to source your materials from other small businesses.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's sort of, you know, a big circle where everybody's helping out each other,
mm,
and in that way everybody benefits.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, Rachel, it's been lovely to talk to you.
Thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We've put a link on the Kent Business Radio website on the homepage to your online shop.
Fantastic.
Why don't you give us a shout out for your Twitter handle or anything like that so that people can find out more about you and can follow you?
Brilliant. Yeah, the Twitter handle is @moon_six_pence. And I'm also on Facebook, and that is Moon and Sixpence Home Decor. And there are also links to my other social media sites on both Twitter and on Facebook.
Fantastic. And on the Kent Business Radio website, we've put a link to your Etsy online shop.
Brilliant. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you, Rachel. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I hope it
warms up in Yorkshire.
I hope so too.
One more thing, Rachel.
Yes?
You have to say hello to your children.
Yes, yeah, my three children are all at school now.
Give us a shout.
A little boy, Kerem, and two girls called Sue and Alara. So a big hello to them, and Mummy is coming to get you very soon.
Mummy loves you.
Definitely.
Rachel, thank you so much
thank
for joining
you.
Us.
Thank you. Take care.
We'll talk to you again. Cheers.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Rachel Sacker there of Moon Over Sixpence, and fantastic insight into one way that some ladies start their business based from a home-based business, and then a hobby or something that attracts their attention. And I think that's, you know, not just for women, but a lot of people start businesses on that basis, you know, start them as a hobby, as an interest, and then it grows from there and develops. But a fascinating insight into that kind of business.
And it's Moon and Sixpence, I think. Cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find it on the Twitter. For some reason, I can't get it, but I'll have a look later on.
Sure.
It's very interesting.
It's moon_six_pence, P-E-N-C-E.
Great name.
Yeah. But for some reason, Twitter doesn't always, you know, Twitter normally auto-picks it up.
It's
for some reason,
for
it doesn't, and I don't know why.
So it's moon_six_pence.
P-E-N-C.
Number six, brilliant. Yeah. Okay, I think it's a great idea. Carry on.
I think you can read an email.
Okay. So we have the latest events listener, which is with Kent in Victor Chamber. Well worth going to and socialising and meeting other business people in Kent. These are generally around 6 to 7.30pm. And they say there's no need to book. You can just turn up and find your next new clients. Now, the next one will be next Tuesday, the 5th of May, which is my new husband's birthday, Paul Andrews.
Hello, Gavin. Happy birthday.
The author, Frontier Funds.
Of the fabulous book, Frontier Funds.
Top reviews, Wall Street Journal.
I'm on the second chapter now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Which chapter's that? Just narrowing my eyes at you to make sure. Are you sure you're not just on the pictures?
Of course. I only read the pictures.
Have you read the bit about Thanks to My Lovely Wife?
No.
Where he says, who only mentioned about three times, oh, that confounded book, because it took over our lives. Anyway, Tuesday, May 5th at the Conningbrook Hotel, Ashford, for this Kent and Victor Chamber. And then the next one, there's another one on Tuesday, 5th of May, and that's at the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre in Dartford. And then the 12th of May, so diary date, Dartford Football Club in Dartford. The email will be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But if you want to look it up now, go to www.kentinvictorchamber.co.uk.
Fantastic.
You know that lovely dinner we went to last week
with
Tamsin Fox Davis?
Yeah.
Very well done, Tamsin, for organising that.
That's brilliant.
I was talking to the Daryl next to me.
Daryl Woodhouse.
And then the...
Derek.
And the bass guitarist opposite.
Matt.
Rather handsome, I thought. And very tall. I'm not really into blonde men normally, but he was nice. He was 6'4", I think.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw him.
Is there
a
relevance
guitar.
To this, or are you just lusting?
No, it was just the Invicta Chamber reminded me. He had something done by Invicta Windows, and I thought, this is how networking works. I'm going to give him a ring.
Okay,
I need a window.
Yeah, nice one. Yeah. We've had a tweet from your business community that says, afternoon, Paul, can you shout out for Mandy Burring, who is the latest recruiter to join our community? So big shout out to Mandy Burring.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Mandy.
You should play Mandy. Oh, Mandy.
Should
by,
I?
What's his name? You know, the nice guy that's just got married. Barry Manilow. Don't you read the Daily Mail? He's just got married, and he's ruined the lives of all his female fans, of course, because they all, you know, all those songs, Mandy, and they thought he was, you know, sensitive, kind.
Shall we move on? Shall we just move on? She's just rambling.
There's a business community breakfast. It's Thursday the 14th of May, Paul Andrews, and it's April's get-together, they said, was enjoyable, fruitful and entertaining. And this is from Colin Brown, the lovely Colin. And he says that the relaxed swapping of observations and experiences and business updates worked well. So the Honourable Pilot seems really suitable as a venue. So they're going to have the next meeting there on May the 14th. It's 7:30 a.m. And also 9 p.m. So it must be twice in a day. God, they must stay there all day. Flexible format and buffet-style breakfast means you can turn up and leave as you will. So there's a full English...
All-day breakfast, then?
Yeah.
Is that the school?
Must be. $6.25 for a continental. Does it have beds there at the Honourable Pilot?
I don't know.
I thought you could have a little snooze and then go back in the evening, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Colin...
You think she's joking, don't you? I've actually been out with Jules. You think she's joking. She's not.
Colin Brown, you can find him on colin@businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. Sounds very interesting, that, yeah.
Absolutely. We've had a tweet from Fruit Bowl Media that says, hello, Business Bunker, Jules Serkin and Vanilla Web. Can we have a shout-out, please? We design and develop fabulous, cost-effective websites for SMEs. You have just been shouted out.
Are you coming, they say? Friday the 15th and Saturday the 16th of May, Ashford High Street and Park Mall or Mall.
I never Park really, Mall.
Park Mall. I say Mall. Is that American? 10 a.m. to, let's call the whole thing off, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's the Artigrass Festival. Do you remember the Artigrass? Because we had them on last year, didn't we?
Yeah, Natasha.
Yeah. Friday the 15th in the High Street. There's a
Natasha Aidenjens.
Yes, I knew that. Arts and crafts stall, live performance. He's got a memory like an elephant, ladies, honestly. Kids entertainment.
That's funny. You normally say I've got a face like an elephant.
No, it's just the trunk. Arts and crafts workshop, live performances, kids entertainment, Nigel Hobbins and the Dreamlanders. Do you know them?
No.
Reminds me of Freddie and the Dream.
Quite possibly.
Live music.
You were made for me. Yeah.
John Wallace Pub from 8 p.m. I was looking for some Joe Brown on our sound, on our music. I could only find that awful one he did, but he did do some nice skiffle. Saturday the 16th, the Brilliant Book Club, all kids welcome. So basically, lots and lots going on. We'll put it all up on the Kent Business Radio .co.uk website, but it's all happening in Ashford High Street and Park Mall, 10 a.m. to 5, Friday 15th, Saturday 16th. Get there.
Cool. We're going to talk to our next guest in just a moment, but we've had a tweet from a new listener, a company called Boone Edam.
I love a nude listener.
B-O-O-N-E-D-A-M, Boone Edam. And they say, Vanilla Web, Jules, please could you give us a mention on the Business Bunker show for Boone Edam UK. That's their Twitter handle, Boone Edam UK, your entry experts in the southeast. So I think they make door entry systems by the sounds of that. So do check them out. And you can follow them on the Twitter at Boone B-O-O-N-E-D-A-M, E-D-A-M after the cheese, UK, Boone Edam, UK. Hey, listen, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome our next guest in the Women in Business section onto the Kent Business Radio Business Bunker show. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome Emma Wood. Hello, Emma, how are you?
Hi, and thank you for having me here today. It's really
an experience.
Yes, to say the least.
She's in shock, listeners. Jules has that effect. It's really great to have you on the show, Emma. Thank you so much for joining us. Although you've got quite a bit of experience in business, you're actually launching a new business, which is one of the reasons that we wanted to talk to you, apart from your experience in business in general. But you are in the process of launching a new business into the world. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that and what you're doing?
And where is the world, pray tell?
Well, the whole of the world geographically is an area that bridges Kent, Sussex and Surrey. Mm-hmm. But the beginning for us with the platform that we're launching is south of Maidstone, west of Ashford, east of Tunbridge Wells and north of Rye.
Right.
It's an interactive online platform designed to boost and stimulate enterprise amongst rural businesses.
Right.
And the website's up, and the social media has gone live. And on the platform, there'll be four portals to help rural business. There's going to be an interactive community, a what's on, so that local venues can promote what they're doing, an info point, which brings all businesses together interacting, and a property portal.
Fantastic.
That's what will be there.
Now, my understanding is you've kind of worked all over the world in recent years.
Yeah.
You are actually originally from the Weald, and you've kind of just come back to the Weald?
Yes, yeah. I spent large part of my childhood in Cranbrook. My parents lived in the high street there, and I spent part of my adult life in Cranbrook and Sissinghurst in that area. And at one point in time, though I wouldn't go back there because it's too complicated, but I was actually a local councillor.
Right.
Much for my sins. Yes. Well, anyway, that's all in the past now. And I've come back to the area after 20 years of being away, and I feel that there's a lot going on in the world. There are loads of fantastic businesses, lots of new things happening, pubs reopening, lots of farmers getting sort of diverse enterprises off the ground, and I'm trying to bring it all together.
It's interesting. I just want to touch on one thing you said there, because it's really interesting, because everybody knows that the pub business is dying. There's 26 pubs a day closing in the UK, but I live in Tenterton, you live in Cranbrook, and between those two places in Goudhurst and Sissinghurst, two pubs have opened recently, the Vine at Goudhurst, or the Goudhurst Inn, and the Milk House, that have spent a lot of money developing those pubs and have become very popular. Mm. So it shows you there is still room in the market for a good offering, doesn't it?
There's a big shift going on. I think the recession has made a lot of families rethink about what's important to them. What we see is an outflow of investment because people are moving from London into the suburbs. Lots of people that were in the suburbs are moving out into county and regional towns. Mm. And lots of people that lived in towns are moving out into the countryside.
Right.
And, there's some serious investment going on. One of the businesses that impresses me is Evelie Farm at Pluckley. I don't know if you've heard about it.
Evelie Farm, yeah.
Yeah. I think that facility is fantastic.
Tell us about that. What's going on there?
It's conferencing, events, a restaurant. They thought outside the box. They've done a beautiful job of it. There's a lot of investment going on around the place, but also there are a lot of people running micro businesses from home. Some of them are arts and crafts businesses or connected to the rural activities in some way, and they're not necessarily IT based or hugely profitable. They can be businesses that a personal interest to people.
Absolutely.
And what Into the Wheel does is it gives them a platform, a microsite on something that is going to be heavily SEO'd,
right,
to give them a profile when maybe, number one, they don't have the time.
Sure.
Or they don't have enough money to launch a full-blown website.
Or the skills.
Or the hardware.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to make it as all-inclusive as possible. And our community on the platform will be going live on the 10th of May. And by the 1st of June, our information point will be going live. And that information point will actually offer every single business the opportunity to have a free listing.
Right, okay.
Right? So no matter how small you are, there is an opportunity there for you to come on board and make people aware of what you're doing.
Right.
And with all the social media that we've got there as well, there'll be plenty of opportunity there to help you grow.
So it's a good place where you can go and get some promotion, get some exposure, and showcase what you're doing, really.
Absolutely.
With plenty of backup, it sounds. You're almost holding people's hands and really helping them in every way.
Well, I won't talk about it too much, but at the moment, one of my other jobs that I do is I'm business development director for an international media agency in Bromley. Mm. So one of my specialisms is actually helping UK companies launch overseas. Mm. And I work with a brilliant team at Max Media in Bromley. Mm. And we've done all sorts of projects, like, you know, helping cotton traders launch in Europe and things like that.
Yeah.
But even the smallest business can develop really quite quickly if it's nurtured the right way.
This is one of the interesting things. One of the reasons I was keen to talk to you on our Women in Business section here is because you have experience as a businesswoman on a large corporate scale and on an international scale. And you're coming back and doing a smaller business in a localised area, and I'd like to get your thoughts and feelings on what the pros and cons of that are, how you found it, and as a female entrepreneur, what you found in terms of trying to develop your new business.
I've always been passionate about the whole concept of people being able to take an idea, no matter how small, and to grow it.
Yeah.
In the last 10 years, I've been working in international markets and overseas, and the work that I've been doing recently has been with the agency. But in actual fact, coming back to the previous call that you had,
Rachel.
Yeah. My children are now grown up. About 30 years ago, I launched a business here in Kent.
Right, okay.
When I was actually a single parent,
right,
with
okay.
three children.
Wow.
And there were no tax credits.
Right.
And there was no flexible childcare.
Absolutely.
And no, I remember those days.
And so I launched a childcare business that was designed to
look after your children.
To work. Well, interestingly, I wanted to be an example to my children and show them that I was full of get up and go, and that's how you get on in life.
Mm.
But at the same time, there weren't the facilities available.
Absolutely.
And so going into that market worked for me as a mum.
Mm.
But from there, I grew to 180 staff.
Wow.
You know, over 15 years.
That's a big kitchen to operate a business in.
No, well, in the end, I ended up with a head office in Maidstone, so we grow and move on.
Absolutely. But that's fascinating, because what you've identified there is absolutely true. When you started your first local business, we were in a completely different landscape to where we are now. And although there are probably more opportunities and more benefits now than there were then, is there anything then that was a benefit to you that isn't now, if you see what I mean? Is there anything better about the first time you started rather than the second, or is that not really?
No, I'd say it was the other way around.
Right.
I would say that there has been a fundamental shift in the makeup of the business landscape.
Mm.
What we've got is people feeling empowered through technology. We've come through a recession. Being made redundant is a very traumatic experience.
Yep.
I think a lot of people feel that they don't want to be dependent on employment from an employer.
Yep.
And they have decided to launch their own thing. So
yep.
You've got lots of innovative people out there
yep.
that are experienced, but they don't want to go back to PAYE.
Yep.
And as a result, it's quite phenomenal. There's the highest number ever now of startup and micro businesses.
5.2 million.
Yeah. It's a huge volume, and the other significant dynamic to that is that a majority of them aren't employing other people.
Mm.
So there's something that's happened that is making people feel uneasy about recruiting.
Yeah.
I think something's changed as a result of the recession.
Right.
But the other side of it as well is that because of technology now, and distance is no obstacle.
Absolutely.
Anymore,
yeah, yeah.
People feel very empowered from outsourcing.
Yep.
That they can find outsourced solutions to run their business and to grow their business. I think a lot of people in the rural areas do feel as if they've been left behind a bit in terms of funding and attention. I think a lot of the
transport,
attention goes
into
town.
Yeah.
You know, mobile phone connections, Wi-Fi.
Broadband, yeah.
All of that stuff.
Yeah.
And
transport, just getting to a job.
Yeah.
You know, if you're young and you don't have a car.
Yeah. And so with Into the Wild, we're trying to bring everybody together, give everybody an opportunity to promote, demonstrate that you can empower yourself online digitally. And I think there's also, to a degree, safety in numbers. The more people come together on the platform, the stronger they will be in terms of being found on search. Because it takes quite a bit of money and resource. It's one thing to design a website and launch it. It's another thing altogether to get it up the rankings to page one of Google.
Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There are lots of drawbacks to, as you say, to developing rural businesses, and it's something that we need to attack. And funnily enough, it's one of the main threads that the Federation of Small Business has been heavily getting involved with, is trying to improve the lot of rural businesses by lobbying the government to do more in terms of technology availability, as well as funding and stuff like that. So you're absolutely right. You've got a website up, you're ready to rock and roll. What's the next thing? What's the next phase?
Well, at the moment, social media is live there.
Right.
We've got Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Instagram, the works.
Right.
In addition to which, I've got a great guy working with me, Bill, who is
Hello, Bill.
who is launching a very entertaining blog called Bill in the Field and in the Wheeled.
Right.
But he's literally going to be sort of out and about.
Right.
I'm not saying he's going to be a Where's Wally character where you have to look at an image and work out where he is. He'll be talking to businesses and doing podcasts, and we'll be introducing different media approaches to promoting the area.
Fantastic.
And then the community will go live on the 10th of May. By the beginning of June, the What's On and the Info Point will be live, and at the beginning of July, the Property Portal will be live.
That's fabulous. Let me just make sure I've got this right. So if you're a business, no matter how small, micro business, small business, in the Wealdon Kent area, in the footprint that you described to us earlier, you can get a free listing on the Into the Wheel website. Is that correct?
Yep. You can get a free listing to promote your event in the What's On.
Right.
You can get a free listing in the Info Point to promote your business, to list your business.
Fantastic.
Right. And you can also call upon our team to support you and give advice in other ways.
Fantastic. Yep. Look, absolutely great to talk to you, Emma. Thank you so much for joining us. Give us a shout out for the website and your Twitter handle.
Okay. The website is intothewheeled.co.uk, and Twitter, again, Into the Wheeled.
Yeah. It's nice when it all comes together, isn't it? Yeah. There is a link to the website on the homepage of the Kent Business Radio website, so you can find it there. Do follow Emma and Bill and the team on Into the Wheeled on Twitter, and we wish you much success with your new business venture. I'm sure it'll be incredibly successful. For the moment, Emma, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. We've got a couple more ladies we're going to talk to, but I think I'm going to kind of wait a little bit, and we're going to do it after 2 o'clock, if that's all right, Deborah. And then we're going to talk to Simon Raby after that. At the moment, we're getting inundated with emails and tweets. So if you want to read, what do you want to read?
Well, you ask me.
No, because I'll ask you and then you'll do the opposite.
I'll do this little one. This is nice. This is a free one-to-one business advice session, which I thought followed on quite nicely. It's a residential business advisor, Dr. Wayne Wright.
I know Wayne.
And he's offering free 30-minute business advice sessions. And this is on Thursday the 7th of May, so that's Thursday week, between 9 and 1 p.m. at the Maidstone Enterprise Centre. And Wayne, if you don't know him, as Paul Andrews does, he's the Enterprise Foundation's trustee and entrepreneur in residence for the charity. Now, the charity is, not sure, let you know later. So he has a number of businesses here in the UK and the US, and one of his companies is WSQ Solutions, and they've been voted one of the top three business advisory companies in the UK. Through his travels, Wayne is best placed to give you a feel of the changes currently occurring in business. So it's an informal, confidential service, and you can get in touch to book a slot by emailing emma.brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S for sugar, at enterprisefoundation.net. That's emma.brooks at enterprisefoundation.net. And it's Thursday the 7th of May, 9 to 1 at Maidstone Enterprise Centre with the fabulous Dr. Wayne Wright.
Fantastic. We've had a couple of tweets in terms of Emma's piece that she was talking about here from the FSB. They say, here's another number. 94% of small businesses consider reliable internet essential for their business. And then they go on to say that 67% of small firms agree that their reliance on the internet will increase. Therefore, the FSB is lobbying government heavily to make that happen. So absolutely. And they say, bang on the numbers, there are 5.2 million small businesses in the UK, and we're here to support and promote all of them. So thank you for that. It shows you that Emma's kind of hit the nail on the head with what she's doing with Into the Wheeled. Yeah.
Well, and here's another statistic. Would you believe that the combined power of small business is $1.2 trillion to the economy?
Absolutely.
And a lot of that innovation comes from the rural region.
Yep.
So that's why they need more support.
Absolutely. I can do numbers as well, you know. How about this? 97.3% of all businesses are small businesses.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Only 0.7 businesses are large businesses, which is staggering, isn't it?
And
the impact on the economy of small businesses is very overlooked. It's massive. It is business, but it's always overlooked, and the politicians to date have kind of overlooked it quite a lot.
I think it happens internationally as well. My girlfriend lives in Barcelona, and she wanted to start her own business, and the taxes were just prohibitive. She just couldn't do it because the amount of tax they had to pay. I'll try and get her to phone in one day and tell you. But we've just had a tweet from FSB Kent and Medway who say, aha, because I was telling them about my journey with broadband speeds in Tankerton. They say, we need case studies for our lobbying work with Ofcom. So they're going to send details, and perhaps Business Bunker listeners and your wheel people would like to get involved in.
Well, something that is encouraging, installed in Cranbrook just a couple of weeks ago, super fast, high speed broadband that I've now got to work with at home. And the key fact there is that it's delivering over 7 meg up.
Right.
So that there are some improvements going on. Just a bit slow.
Yeah. If I tell you what I get at home in Tenterton, not even a megabyte.
You're joking.
That's ridiculous. I get that
and that's
up
down, not out.
I get that up my mountain
down.
In Spain.
I know.
Top of a mountain.
I get better connections in Uganda. In the middle, no, seriously, in the middle of nowhere in Uganda, I get a better mobile phone connection and a better internet connection than I do in the southeast of England.
Mm. Well, whilst I can't mention the name of the agent, but before coming back to the UK, I was in the Greek islands working with one of London's big agents. And would you believe it, in the Ionian Islands, out there in the Adriatic, better broadband connection than in the southeast of England.
I know, it's frightening. It is really frightening how far behind we are in this country. I could tell you why, but I'm not going to, because we're not that kind of show. But there we go. We're fast approaching 2 o'clock and the break in the show. We've still got some lovely guests to talk to. We're going to talk to Andrea Childs on the phone shortly. We're going to talk to the lovely Deborah Turner. And also we're going to be joined by Dr. Simon Raby from the University of Kent Business School.
He's arrived. He's
just arrived.
Room, yes.
Yeah. And we've got a couple of minutes, so you can read another email. No.
An excellent opportunity for young people in West Kent. Brought to you by the Edenbridge Enterprises Initiative. They're hosting a series of short workshops.
Is that the lovely Gillian Humble?
Must be Gillian Humble. They're hosting a series of short workshops being targeted towards young unemployed people in West Kent. It's suitable for all young people in the area of West Kent who can access Edenbridge. And they need to be aged between 16 to 24 years. There's also some flexibility for other age groups who are keen to be involved. There are practical workshops to help young people develop skills in employability and self-employment. Now, the venues to be used include House, the Eden Centre, that's in Four Elms Way in Edenbridge. That's SatNav, T for Tiger, N for Norman, 8, 6, B for Bertie and Y for... I can't think of it.
Yangtze River.
Youth. You Image Consultancy.
Nice one.
Thank little you. subtle slip in there. And then, thank you. And then you need to phone and email. I'm going to read both out. The phone number is 01732 617 006, or you can email the lovely Gillian with a G, Gillian Humble at typforpeter.uk.com. And that's for young people aged between 16 to 24 years. So you're out of that, Paul Andrews, by a whisker.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to have a little break now while we swap around in the studio, and we will be back with some new guests for you shortly.
A little bit of James Bond.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.